Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for all the good and the bad that happens around here. Terrence DeFranco is our guest. We love having him on the show. CEO and President of IOTA Communications. Terrence, tell us about it.
So IOTA is building a network, a wireless network, nationwide, specifically for the Internet of Things, specifically for things to talk to other things. It distinguishes itself from the large carriers, which are built mainly for broadband communication. So that in the beginning, when I talked about the Internet of People, that's really what the existing cellular carriers are building for. That's where 5G is really driving that. Our focus more on narrowband and allowing for that low-cost, ubiquitous connectivity among things. The only network of its kind will be.
Yeah, so you guys are literally developing a parallel universe of connectivity that is like its own. I mean, literally like in an alternate universe, right? An alternate dimension. It's an alternate connectivity dimension, isn't it?
That's right, and it's not jamming this Internet of Things into existing protocols for communication.
Right.
This is creating one that's purpose-built for it. And, you know, look, we've well past the stage where the number of devices connected to the Internet has way surpassed what the number of people across the whole world that are connected to the Internet. So we think that this is a monster opportunity,
no kidding.
We feel that we're positioned to seize it.
How do I invest in your operation? this sounds like a heck of a deal, an idea to me.
We like it. So the company is publicly traded under the stock symbol IOTC, Indigo Oscar Tom Charlie.
Okay.
We're in the middle of doing some really exciting things. Our business is well positioned, and right now we actually have our applications for smart building out there running on cellular.
Do you just distribute it based on opportunity? So if a smart city wants you in their city, you can come down, you can come across the backbone to them. If a one plant in the middle of Dimebox, Texas says we want you to be down here, you can shoot down there, or does it have to be contiguous with where you already are?
No, so that, you know, we can go anywhere within the 50 states. So there's no limitation with regard to that.
And that's the beauty of digital, isn't it?
That's right.
And the speed of light.
that's right. And we've also built in anticipation of that as well. So it's, you know, very modular in that regard. So, you know, we can basically start filling in that entire area just simply over time.
And so what's your business model? Do you charge people? I guess they would need enough critical mass, IoT critical mass, to make it worthwhile. But do you go in and help them justify the expense to carry your freight based on what you help them with upgrading their equipment or design? What do you do?
So it's actually very easy to consume, and that's one of the great advantages of what we do. So for customers, no upfront cost, and everything is on a subscription model. Like everything that you see is really gravitating toward this model.
Wow.
We're
no different.
So anyone that wants to take advantage of the value of our connectivity and our technology, it's a subscription model, no upfront cost. And when it's targeted toward energy consumption, we actually guarantee the savings. And we'll start those savings literally in month one.
The people you connect to need to be as close to directly to the backbone as possible, I would think. Am I wrong about that?
No, we can, right now, we can.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, pick a location.
Yeah.
As long as there's internet connectivity, we can connect them. We can start delivering value to them nearly immediately.
And do you have any communities? You know, there are a lot of. I'm working on a smart community project right now. Would you wire a community, make it available to the whole community?
We could.
Just be present like that.
Like I said, it's modular. So a building is certainly one thing. You know, put a cluster of buildings together. Now you got a neighborhood. put more clusters together.
This is groundbreaking stuff you're hearing from Terrence. I mean, this is leading edge stuff, folks. You're hearing this. I dare you to find this stuff anywhere else except where Terrence has been talking about it. This is new stuff. Terrence, congratulations. And I know you're going to come back and keep us posted on how things are going.
Love being here, Jim. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
IOTA Communications, folks. IOTA Communications. Check it out. I'm Jim Blessingame. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.